says it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Yes, indeed.
Country folks can survive.
We country boys and we country girls, we can all survive. This is James Kelso, your country boy in North Dakota, bringing you tonight's edition of the Trump Phenomenon. And with us, we have our full complement of patriots, Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, James.
And here too, James. I'm looking forward to Friday.
Wow, folks. Indeed, something good is upon us. And we got 64 hours, give or take an hour. Okay.
That was a radio check.
That was whistling past the graveyard. We've got 64 hours until we have a new president, give or take an hour. So very exciting. And something coming up. I was just watching a report on the cleaning out. That's the right word. The cleansing of the White House. And by 10:45 Friday morning, Barack Hussein Obama, wherever he was born. I like your phrase, the Kenyan, Paul. The Kenyan will be out of the White House. Every stick of his furniture will be gone. The sheets, yeah, the sheets, the pillowcases, the real. If he's carrying his real documents with him, he's probably got a safe in there with his real documents in it. He'll probably guard. He'll be sweating nervously as he loads that safe into the moving truck, and yeah, he'll probably have to sit on top of it while it's moving. But By 10:45, all of that will be out of the White House. And then coming in the other doors simultaneously will be all of our glorious new president's sheets and pillowcases, much nicer sheets and pillowcases, I'm sure. They will be coming in another door, other doors, dozens and dozens of movers working assiduously so that when the parade is over, swearing in at noon, then a 1.5 or a short parade. I don't know the exact duration, but it's 1.5 hours shorter than previously. After a shortened parade, Donald Trump said he shortened the parade because he wants to get right down to business on day one. He will walk in the door with Barron, their 10-year-old son, and Melania, And well, I don't know if Barron will be there today on Friday. He may. But anyway, the Trumps will walk in the door after the parade, and everything, all their furniture will be there. All their clothes will be hung neatly in the closets. Their desk drawers will be filled with what they want in their desk drawers. Really, really a wonderful, wonderful thing that happens on Friday. I've never thought much about that transition, Paul or George, because it didn't make that much difference. One president did count for us, and that was Ronald Reagan, who he left on, he came in on January 20th, 1981, 36 years ago, Paul. My, how time flies.
Oh, does it ever.
And the, so all that's coming up on Friday. We'll have our show today. The show's Wednesday and Thursday. And then on Friday, I myself don't know. I don't know what will be available to us, but we'll give you as exciting a show as we can on Friday. Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this program, of all six of these programs throughout the week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, entitled The American Freedom Party Report on Sunday and the Trump Phenomenon Weekdays. Bill Johnson will be there at the swearing-in, so we'll get a report from Bill Johnson as to what it was like to actually be there. And we'll also...
Will Bill be there?
Yeah, Bill Johnson's going to be there.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and the... Bill was going to be holding the Bible that Chief Justice Roberts was going to swear him in on. The last minute change there, though. No, I'm wrong. but Bill Johnson will be there. And also there will be American Freedom Party Director James Edwards. So we'll try to get an interview with James Edwards to ask him, what is it like to be at this amazing, amazing moment in American history? And Pat Buchanan, apropos of what we were just talking about, Reagan and Trump, his column today is one in which he does a commentary on the similarities between the man of the hour 36 years ago, Ronald Reagan, and our man now, Donald Trump. And Paul, you and I have gone, 36 years ago, we were pretty young men.
We were. And I remember when Reagan came in and the excitement we felt and the hope. This is momentous. I hope we'll be able to talk to James and afterwards.
Yeah, we'll endeavor to get James on in an interview for sure. And the I should get James on this show often. When I first set up this show, James actually was friendly to the idea of being with us once a week. And another noted figure in our cause, Kevin B. McDonald, he was also receptive to the idea of being on this show one day a week. So maybe I should activate those commitments from Dr. McDonald and James Edwards.
Hey, and Kevin and James, please join us. The microphone is yours.
Yeah, if we had a show with Kevin and James and Paul and George, I would have to just sit down and be quiet. The news is flying fast and furious as we approach the inauguration, and here's a headline. Of course, we're celebrating. The left is having a prolonged freakout. Here's a headline. Radical leftists target the D.C. Metro rail line to block inauguration access. Oh, lovely. Disabling Metro lines could be construed as terroristic act. Well, yes. Could be, yeah. Yeah. Far-left agitators are reportedly planning to block access to the 2017 presidential inauguration by disabling the Washington, D.C. Metro line, a potentially terroristic act which may constitute a federal offense. In the latest Sting video, covertly filmed by Project Veritas, that's James O'Keefe that we put on the air last night. Leaders from several left-wing organizations conduct training workshops informing comrades, as they call each other, how anti-inauguration events will proceed. One Disrupt organizer, that's what they call their project, Disrupt, Legba, L-E-G-B-A, Carrefour, explains that protest will... the protest will...
Is that a piece of lamb or what?
Legba. explains the protest will consist of several... Oh, boy, she uses colorful language. Cluster, fill-in-the-blank, blockades, where we are going to try to blockade all the major ingress points in the city, which include, she continues, shutting down major bridges and highway access points, as well as shutting down Metro Rail. So to do that, we are going to try to break into several teams, kind of like checkpoints, Carrefour says. We don't think these are going to be necessarily arrestable actions, she says. This is in her training session that Project Veritas got on film, folks. What a beautiful sting, Paul. I mean, to get that on tape, they are really, I'll tell you, whatever the commie rats were going to do on Friday was severely curtailed by this great guy, James O'Keefe, in Project Veritas. And let me say, folks, that what O'Keefe is doing at Project Veritas is, I think, a model for what folks like Paul, myself, and George, and the rest of us, how we can help the Trump revolution. And a lot of times, like, Project Veritas is not part of the Trump campaign organization. It can't be. It's independent. But it has a lot of freedom to do things as an independent organization of volunteers that it wouldn't have if it were directly in the Trump organization. So that's much of how we envisage ourselves in the American Freedom Party. There are things we can do, like sponsoring this radio show, and we have a certain amount of freedom in being independent of the Trump organization, so that we can actually be even more helpful in some ways than we would be otherwise. Let's go back to this crazy comrade here. And it says, here's a quote from this video that they took. So we figured out the trains pull up. One person is going to lock one end of a chain to an edge, and on the other end of the chain, the end of the car, and so on and so forth down the line. It takes 15 seconds, and everyone can leave, and literally it can't go anywhere at that point. This is a subway train, folks. It is anchored, and you can use really thin chain. You don't need a heavy chain that would require, like, a bolt cutter to undo, basically to shut down that line. And she says, if I were to hit Metro Center, Gallery Place, and L'Enfant Plaza, they were all close enough to walk to, and that's every single line in the city.
Well, a quick commentary, James, as a old veteran of the metro system, somebody pulls that in the fabulously crowded conditions on Friday. The local people who are trying to use the system and go to the inauguration will probably do the right thing in spades. So, message out there, if you're a disruptor, you know, you're going to tick off thousands and thousands of locals, and you will be beset by, trust me, security people and armed people with all kinds of automatic weapons will be on you in a New York minute. Well, actually, a D.C. minute.
Yeah, this could get very colorful.
Locals don't take very kindly to having the metro shut down. And, you know, it's more than merely access to an inauguration. That's what makes a whole city go. You want to shut down the Red Line or shut down L'Enfant Plaza, you shut down D.C., and people are going to be ticked off. And in a big crowd, They will make adjustments to make the system get back into business.
Yeah, and thanks to James O'Keefe, and we salute you, James O'Keefe, for doing this. Washington, D.C. is now alerted to this. So you're going to have people on the trains, George and Paul, who are watching. Their eyes are they're not just, you know, reading their newspaper now. They're going to be watching for some dope.
You know, D.C. is the king of security. I mean, when the Pope came to town some years ago, there were tens of thousands of, you know, blue-clad automatic weapon guys with full riot gear. You know, it ain't 1968 anymore, but they're definitely prepared. And shutting down the metro or trying to probably wouldn't be the greatest idea.
Not a swift idea. Can you just maybe I didn't quite catch the sequence of one comrade to the other, but what are they going to do with a light chain?
Or what? They're going to chain the doors. They're going to chain the train itself to the platform, and then, as I understand it, and then chain the doors and cars together. So they'll just have long chains, and there are a bunch of things they could do. But yeah, chaining doors, and you know, the train, obviously the conductor can't signal okay to go on a train if there's anything wrong. If anything's amiss, you can't just say, "Ah, come on, let's go, boys." If there's anything wrong, that the safety codes and so on require that everything be checked out and perfect. By the way, they were also talking about, there was a certain kind of a gas they were talking about releasing. I forget the name of it, but
it's called hot air.
Yeah, but in one of their videos that we played last night, they're talking about releasing certain kinds of gas that are very noxious, and they require complete evacuation. They're not like deadly, but they require complete evacuation, and they're easy to emit. So they're talking about gas. This is now James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. What a gutsy thing, folks. You know, if you're out there thinking, how can I help? How can I help save America? How can I help save our people and make America great again? What could I do? Well, this guy, James O'Keefe, on his own, said, you know what I can do? I can get myself into these meetings of these clowns with a little tiny hidden camera, and I can get it on film. And he's done this now on a number of things that they've done. He's completely disrupted them. He's exposed their operations. And this is his latest coup. I mean, we have to just give him a tremendous salute. There's more here. Another leftist organizer appearing in the O'Keefe expose also tells workshop attendees, this is on film, folks, it's okay to punch Trump, Kelso, Fromm and George in the throat. In this way, it's okay to punch Trump supporters in the throat. It's okay to punch you in the throat. Last time I checked, that's actually a lethal blow, a potentially lethal blow. Asked if protesters should engage in throat punching, Smash Racism co-founder Mike Isaacson says, quote, this is on film, folks, generally speaking, Nazis will only actually attack people if they strongly outnumber them, because Nazis are essentially cowards. Bring it. Throat punching is probably a good thing. Now, I'm not looking, you know, is this going to be Anderson Cooper will put this on his show. Maybe Wolf Blitzer will put this on his show. I'm not holding my breath. But this is astonishing video and audio that should be on every news station in America.
Can we play some of it?
I'll dig it up for you. An undercover Project Veritas reporter then asks Isaacson how they should go about engaging with loud Trump-supporting Nazis. Quote, his answer, I would say that's where you do the throat punching. I'm going to be honest. We'll be back with more of these choice tidbits from our enemies right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. Yes, there's battle lines being drawn, folks, and we're painting one of those battle lines for you right here. Leftist freaks who thought they were in control of this country, they thought they were consolidating their control of our nation with their Obama administration. They are now planning terrorism against us at the Trump inauguration. And Paul, I do have some audio here. It's really easy to listen to, folks, if you on your own computers. But what it is it's hidden cameras inside of restaurants and other locations where there's a lot of ambient noise, so it's not going to play well on our show here. But I'll play a little of it for you anyway. But they're talking about setting off the acid. The stinks acid in question was butyric acid. And they talk about, let me go back to this butyric acid quote. Let's hope that James O'Keefe, doing his patriot work, has really disrupted these clowns and that we won't see as much or hopefully any of this stuff, because I don't think these people really are eager to spend long prison sentences. Or as you say, George, to have the D.C. public ready for them when they try to do something. And then no holds barred at that point.
Shutting down the Metro is not a good idea, sports fans.
Yeah, here it is. Here they're talking, I think, about... Here, I'll play it and you see what you can hear, folks.
And this stuff is, like, it's very efficient. It's very, very smelly. It lasts a long time. And a little of it goes a long way.
Do a repeat of the original stuff. Or that same stuff. And I can break the cans with, you take with a plunger, some stiff rubber bands, and a safety pin thing. So all you got to do is pull the pin and press the plunger, and the whole pin discharges.
We have to, this is the way we have to brainstorm. It's like, what can we do?
Yeah.
That will accomplish the mission.
So that is bad enough. That stuff is nasty enough that it will.
So I don't know that you can hear what you got. But they're in a famous Washington D.C. restaurant, and it's amazing. They're discussing this in a booth. You can see people all around them. It's noisy enough. I guess they feel confident. What idiots! they're talking about terrorism. Their faces are on camera. I mean, this is amazing, Paul. If these people don't now, by the way. And who will prosecute these people?
Donald Trump. Well,
Jeff Sessions. Donald Trump. That's right, folks. I mean, this is too sweet. This tape, this video is going to be in Jeff Sessions' hands. What are these clowns, these communists, what are they going to say? What are they going to do? Here's a guy. He says, if you get butyric acid into the heating and ventilation AC system, it will get into the whole building, and that building will be emptied. That is terrorism.
Yeah.
And on many layers, disrupting an inauguration adds an extra layer. You're disrupting the political freedom of the American people. It's mass terrorism. I don't see any reason not just for what's on tape here to put these people in prison for 20 years.
Oh, it fixed the problem, James.
Yeah. All these faces and voices that appear on this video, they should go to prison for long prison sentences. Let me go to another little point here. And
James, they sure as heck would do it to us. Imagine if you had heard that video, that audio in 2012, right when Barry Switoro was about to take office.
Oh my gosh. They'd have had the FBI all over you.
Yes.
It would have been summary executions on national television.
Yeah. Now here's they play the lefties say the reconnaissance went pretty well. They were reconnoitering the Deplora ball. That's one of the balls that will take place on the evening of January 20th, and they want to disrupt the Deplora ball. One of the ways they want to do it is set off all the fire sprinklers as well as the butyric acid. And this is in the National Press Club building. We'll come back with more of this right after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Fight.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, folks, and thankfully we have enough time to cover this. This is really a hot story. I'm going to play a little more audio for you, Paul and George. This is from Project Veritas. This video I'm going to play for you here, this will be audible. You'll be able to hear this. This is one of their principals. I wonder if it's James O'Keefe himself. This is a man who we're going to learn to know and recognize. This is incredibly good work. But I'll play this, a few seconds of it. This video already has 1.1 million views. So this is getting out there. Here it is.
For our side, nor any collateral damage. We determined that the risks posed by these potential crimes were of such a magnitude that we decided to alert law enforcement. Last week, our journalists met with agents from the FBI, the Secret Service, and the D.C. Metro Police to report our findings.
We found that both the Disrupt J20 and the D.C. Anti-Fascist Coalition were plotting to shut down some of the inaugural balls that were occurring, using butyric acid, shutting off sprinkler systems. So we're thankful that the FBI and the task force is looking into this, and we hope that there will be charges brought soon.
Just to be clear, we don't have a problem with people protesting peacefully or voicing their First Amendment rights. That's protected by the Constitution. But in this case, Disrupt J20 says openly that their plan is to shut down the inauguration. The question is, where do these people draw the line? Do these individuals and groups have any problem with what we're reporting here? Stay tuned, because next we go deeper and deeper into the dangerous world of Disrupt J20, and we find out just who is behind all of it.
Wow. Now, folks, I've got to disappoint you. I haven't seen that next video. They may have a real bombshell there, Paul.
Bring it on.
And I'll, you know, I'm going to, right after tonight's show, I'll watch that next video, and I will, and I'll dig deeper, folks, and report back to you tomorrow night on what Project Veritas has come up with. But, you know, Paul, this is, you know, this is activism. This is the kind of activism we, all of us as activists, just dream about. This is wonderful, wonderfully effective work.
Yeah, more power to this fellow. You know, I hope he gets the great recognition he deserves. You know, maybe slightly different topic, but I was on my way back from a long, long distance, and where I picked up the plane had yesterday's Canadian papers, or Monday's. Anyways, I was reading Monday's Globe and Mail. Three separate articles, in one way or another, are either warning or boasting that Canada would not be, could if the Conservative Party, when in selecting their new leader, goes for somebody who's a populist, or as they call it, Trump light, it's going to doom the party to the wilderness for years and years and years. There is this, they emote confidence that Canadians aren't like the Americans who'd fall for a Trump. But you know, it's like, you know, methinks the lady doth protest too much. I think they're terrified. This is a guy named John Ibbotson. He's a major columnist for the Globe. A few years ago, he said, the problem with the maritime provinces in Canada, the reason they're economically backward is that they're too white. They need more immigration. Well, now he's got a new idea. The Conservatives have got to steer clear of populism. He concludes, riding a wave of anger won't get you very far in the sixth happiest place on earth. Apparently, according to some UN survey, Canada is the sixth happiest place on earth after Scandinavian Switzerland. The Swiss aren't very happy, and I know the Danes and the Swedes aren't happy. I think this is some UN bureaucrat smoking crack. But anyway, he says that Canadians, six in ten, endorse high levels of immigration. Immigrants are welcome in Canada because our immigration policy is based on economic self-interest rather than compassion. And the point system ensures that no ethnic group dominates others. Every single point there is a lie. We, in fact, have a third world invasion in Canada, and we'll be replaced by 2050, the European founding settler people, and that's by policy. Our immigration intake is not linked to economics. If it were, we wouldn't be taking anybody with 7% unemployment. The people we're getting, by and large, are not doing very well. I mean, no wonder. It's a tough job market, but worse than that, many of them don't bring any needed skills. But you know, this sort of just nonsense is what passes for heavy thinking. I think they feel that there are a lot of Canadians who would respond very, very well to a Donald Trump sort of candidate, to a populist. And I think that's why they're saying these things almost to reassure each other. Well, it couldn't happen here, or any party that adopted such a thing, such policies. Well, they'd be sure to lose. They'd be crushed. I think that there is just a blind fear of what they can see going on in the rest of the world. Some other columnist is going on about, don't let politicians divide us with populist labels like middle class. Because that may make some people feel that they've been left out. You're darn right we feel left out. We've seen our country betrayed economically, just as Americans have. Of course, another columnist is all worried about what the Trump phenomenon may mean to Europe this year with the French. It's possible that Marine Le Pen could actually be elected president, and Germany, Merkel's facing trouble, and just woe is that. This Trumpism is getting out of control.
Yes. And, you know, folks, I hope so. Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be a good bump sticker. Trumpism is getting out of control. I hope so. Yeah. Well, you know, and Paul, what's going to happen all over the world? It's going to happen all over the U.S. You know, Donald Trump, it's amazing. He went for the top slot and he won it. But now there are, what, you know, 1 million political positions below that top slot in Canada and Switzerland and Scandinavia and in Spain and in Australia. There will be others following behind the blazed trail of Donald Trump all over our world, trying to regain our world, restore our world, win it back. Go ahead.
We have a rain check caller.
Oh, okay. Let me look at my screen here. I missed that. Oh, all righty. We've got Jeff in Chicago. Jeff, you're on the air.
Greetings, my fellow travelers. The reason I tried to call last night is that fellow who spoke before William of Montana about the weapons cache of guns found.
Yes.
That's a true story. They found them on January 4th. It was an ABC News report. It's on the internet, complete with video, and they did. A woman happened to find a violin case while she was walking on an obscure path with two guns in it. So she took it to the park police, and they sent out a team, and they found all these long guns, handguns, ammunition, in wrapped in duct tape, in pails.
Well, like,
and
Bugs Malone would have been in a violin case. I love it.
Right, right. But I'm calling tonight because a new subject has arisen. A very happy one, hopefully.
Okay.
A few hours ago, WorldNet Daily posted a story that Judge... I'm going to preface it this way. Do you remember right after the election, I called and said, I will hope that Trump either nominates Judge Andrew Napolitano or Judge Rogers Brown?
Well, yes.
Today, Judge Napolitano was seen walking into Trump Tower. They had the video of it. He's sitting there. He goes in and at the concierge and waiting for an elevator, and he gets in the elevator, and he goes up. He was there twice, and he wouldn't say. He said, we had a good conversation. So people said, well, maybe it's not. He's talking to him about being, you know, nominated. Maybe he's, you know, Trump is asking him his advice on real people he should consider for nomination. But I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to. He's going to. I think he's friends with Napolitano, at least he knows him. And if he nominates that is going to give these leftist neo-communists in the Democratic Party ulcers. Because he's a great man, he is so popular, there's no way that they can defy him. And he would be a great judge on the Supreme Court. He's a constitutionalist, he's fair-minded, and... I didn't know if you all knew that, but it's posted on WorldNet Daily. They have the video of him walking into Trump Tower, and I hope you all check it out.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, New Jersey is distinguishing itself today. Judge Napolitano was born in Newark. James O'Keefe was born in Bergen. And Napolitano's a graduate of the Notre Dame Law School. So, yeah, this would be exciting. And by the way, this would bring Ron Paul on board. Ron Paul really, really admires and likes Andrew Napolitano. So if Napolitano is on the Trump train, that really helps bring Ron Paul onto the Trump train. Those two men, I watched Napolitano and Ron Paul have a two-man conversation at CPAC 2011 with Bill Johnson. Bill Johnson was there at CPAC 2011.
And as far as James O'Keefe goes, I watched all the videos up until about an hour ago. The one you're talking about, it's about 2.5 minutes. After I hang up, I'm gonna email it to you, so because it's not as easy to find as the two main ones. So I'll send it to you, and he debunks this whole all these commies saying, well, we were just joking around in that, and he explains why.
They're not joking, folks. Anybody above the level of thumbsucker who watches these videos knows they're not joking. This is for real. These people, these are crimes. These are crimes on, threatening terrorist acts like this is itself a crime. And
well, you know,
organizing.
It's a conspiracy, but what's ironic is that they actually could be subject to the National Defense Authorization Act. that their boy, yes, Obama, has signed for the last 3 years, which would deprive them not only of due process and being put before a judge, that they can take them and send them to Gitmo. Okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, oh yeah. They can be deprived of due process. And I would think that would be such poetic justice that these snowflakes that are so Obama, they would actually be put in a hellhole in Cuba because of their conspiring to commit massive felonies. I mean, is that not cool or what? I mean, come on.
Turn around is fair play, and what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, folks.
Absolutely.
I'm
going to let you go so you can take another call, and I'm going to send you that email, okay?
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks.
Folks, this young man, James Edward O'Keefe, born in 1984, so he is only about 33 years old, and he's the guy, if you remember, ACORN was completely busted up, the Association of Community Organizers for Reform Now, ACORN. These were commie organizers all over the United States, and James O'Keefe got cameras into their offices and filmed them doing their dirty work. And these were shown to Congress, and Congress defunded ACORN. Just one man, this young guy, pretty much busted up ACORN. And he's launched other campaigns like this. And this now is his latest. Andrew Breitbart, while he was still alive, before his mysterious death, Andrew Breitbart befriended James O'Keefe and affiliated Breitbart with his Project Veritas. And Project Veritas now has a tax-exempt status as an investigative journalistic organization. So this is a beautiful thing. Yeah, O'Keefe has expressed admiration for the philosophy of G.K. Chesterton. So, give you an idea where he's coming from politically. Let me go to some of my other stories here. And Paul and George, if there's anything you want to bring into the show before we run out of time, please do that. We have a freak out in Hollywood. The following people are all bent out of shape by the Trump inauguration. Chelsea Handler, Michael Moore, Van Jones, Rachel Maddow, Bill Mayer, Dan Rather, Scott Baio, however he pronounces his stupid name, Billy Eichner, Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck is finally exposing himself for the turd in the punch bowl that he's always been.
Is he not coming to the inauguration either?
Oh yeah, we've got these people that are boycotting, you know, and that's, you know, on people boycotting, the kind of people that are boycotting the inauguration, the reply that comes to mind to me is the one where people, you know, when somebody says something like that, I'm going to boycott your inauguration, the correct reply is that a threat or a promise? And good riddance to these people. Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I will endeavor tomorrow to have more of this Project Veritas story for you. But the fact that they've gone to the Secret Service and the FBI and other government agencies, the D.C. Metro Police, I think these people, this guy, O'Keefe, James O'Keefe, has nipped this thing in the bud, I will bet. These leftists are so stupid that even though they've been caught, they may go forward. They are that crazy and that stupid. So, you know, we'll see. And boy, it's going to be dramatic. What comes up on Friday? Let me go back to that audio and I'll play a little bit more. Here it is. Okay, I missed a little spot there in the clip. Let me just see if I can find a different spot for you here. Well, I kind of missed that spot, so have to. But anyway, it's amazing, such a young man doing this. And thank you for that tip on Andrew Napolitano being ushered into Trump Tower twice. That bodes really well. He is a Napolitano is very pro-life. He says abortion should be prohibited. And he says he gives his reasoning here. Well, he is just wonderful. He is on the caliber of what we lost on the Supreme Court. It's wonderful news. We've got one break coming up and then one more segment. So if you want to sneak in a call, you can at 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. If I don't want no handout, living and don't want a part of anything.
Part of anything they're given. Proud and white, I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. Hey, folks, we're winding up the Trump phenomenon here for Tuesday. I never gave the date, January 17th. My goodness, the inauguration is upon us. And we're happy to welcome, we've got a couple callers. Maybe we can sneak them in. Let's start with Barbara in Rhode Island. You're on the air, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I called a long time ago. I went to a rally in New Hampshire and gave you a call. And
I remember.
I'm calling tonight. Oh, thank you. Well, I'm calling tonight because on Thursday I'm going to go to Washington for the day. I just decided I wanted to go and look around. I was so excited and so happy about everything. So I thought I'd just go and look around and walk around and, you know, just sort of feel the vibe. And I did want to go to the Trump Hotel and have dinner. So I called to make reservations. They told me that they weren't letting anybody in the hotel but guests. And I think that's absolutely the right thing to do.
Smart.
So I'm a little nervous. Yeah, very smart. I'm a little nervous, but very excited about going. I just want to just feel it in the air. So when I come back, maybe I'll give a report and tell you what it was like.
Oh, if you would.
Keep an eye on your wallet when you're there.
Pardon me? Say that again?
I said keep an eye on your wallet when you're walking around Washington, D.C.
I certainly will. I'll be very careful. I'm just going to stay the day. I'm going in the morning and coming back at night. But I couldn't stay away because I'm so excited about all this.
Oh, this is, yeah, and please do, Barbara, we would be really fortunate to get a gal on the street report from you as to, you know, what's going on there in D.C. That would be really good. And, well, you know, I'm with you. Boy, if I were anywhere near Washington, D.C., I would be there tomorrow or on Thursday, Friday. And Saturday, I'd want to be there for all 3 days. It's really,
I understand.
And folks, let me say this about D.C. I love Washington, D.C., and especially the Capitol Mall. Folks, if you haven't been to the Capitol Mall, please go. Please go to the National Air and Space Museum and the National Gallery of Art and the Smithsonian. These are our heritage. These are our treasures. And for whatever else is wrong with Washington, D.C., I know, Paul Fromm, you agree with me, that our national treasures are there. This is a very sacred place for us.
I agree, James, but don't walk around by yourself at night in Washington, D.C., anywhere.
Yeah.
I'll be careful, and I'll let you know what it was like. I'm pretty excited about it. So take another call. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll give a rain check to Alan in South Carolina, and we'll see you all. Paul, George, myself, we'll be back tomorrow night, 24 hours closer to the big moment. See you there.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.